attention, please.
Dion, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, listen to that voice. I love it. Here we go.
Are you ready? Because I want you to pay attention. This is the beginning of something.
Listen, women, let it rip.
Who is it again?
Pete. Pete McMurray.
How do you spell it?
P-E-T-E.
Oh, Pete.
I want to live a life with no possessions. Huh?
This is the Pete McMurray Show.
Hello and welcome into the show. Please follow the show on social media at Pete McMurray. And remember, if you missed anything on the show, just search Pete McMurray Show wherever you find your favorite podcast. And please subscribe. Let's say hello to Lisa Katara. If you don't have possessions, that means you don't have a car, which means you can't go to the grocery store or Target.
They deliver.
I feel guilty if I did the Target app and had them deliver it to my house. That seems a little lazy to me.
Even during the pandemic, when people were like, at the beginning, when you were legit afraid to go places, I would put all the stuff in the Instacart and then see how much they marked up each item, and I couldn't do it. I can't. I will always go myself.
It was so marked up. All right. Well, look at us. We're all refreshed. We took a few days off. You went to New York City. I went to eat cheese.
Wisconsin, baby.
I've said this before. I have always been drawn to New York my entire life. I feel like I was born there or I lived there in a past life. You went to New York City.
I did. We biked around the entire Central Park.
Man, if people have never been to New York. Central Park, you always hear those stories where someone gets mugged or beat up in Central Park. It is absolutely gorgeous. They have tons of restaurants. They have the zoo in there.
Let me tell you what. I haven't been to New York for a few years, and I will tell you this. It's clean.
Yeah, they cleaned it up.
It was clean. The park was spotless. There was families everywhere. There was tourists from around the world. People were biking. People were on horseback carriages. People were at the park. They were at the boathouse. And that same vibe was all across New York. Like, everything was clean. Beside the fact that they keep their garbage on the street because they don't have alleys like
they
a
respectable
city.
They have to do that at night. Yes, they have to do that at night. I sent you to the boathouse inside Central Park. There is a lake in Central Park, and there's a restaurant on the lake. It's called the Boathouse because you can rent a rowboat and row around the lake. Did you have a drink there?
I did not, because we rented bikes, and they're like, do you need a lock? And we were like, we don't need a lock. We're just going to bike around Central Park.
I think you always ask for a lock in New York City. Yeah. So
we were busy riding, not drinking.
So you had a good time?
Yeah. I mean, we saw some really great shows. Ate some good food.
What do you mean shows? Like
Broadway shows, baby. We also saw, we went to Newark to see
Pete Davidson. Who?
John Mulaney and John Stewart do a comedy show. It was a just three big stars doing comedy in an arena.
Who opened for who?
It was Pete and then John. Pete, Mulaney, Stewart. So Stewart was the closer.
John Stewart closed the show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how good was that?
It was a really great show. Also, I learned that to get from New York to Newark, you go to Penn Station, New York to Penn Station, Newark.
Imagine how
many drunk people have messed this up.
Oh my gosh. And Penn Station is near Grand Central, so you can get mixed up.
Jeez. Yeah, but it was an easy train ride. It took like 20 minutes or less. And the Prudential Center in Newark was beautiful, great venue, comfy seats. Like, what? It was crazy.
Gosh, isn't it great to travel? It's so much fun.
Yeah, and it's funny because somehow seeing a big show like that seems easier when you're traveling than when they come to your hometown.
Because your guard's down and you're like, okay, we'll put up with the traffic because we want to get there and we're relaxed because we don't have to work tomorrow.
Right. And there's not, it just seems less stressful. So, it was really nice. And then we saw a Broadway show called Oh Mary, which the writer just won a Tony for playing the lead character in. And it was phenomenal.
Do they break out in song?
In this one, yes, but all Broadway shows.
I'm just not into musicals. I just can't do it when there's dialogue and they suddenly break into song.
This was like, I don't want to spoil it, but if you're
spoil it for who?
People who like to see Broadway shows.
Okay, got it. So on a scale from 1 to 10, what's the name of it?
It's called Oh Mary. Okay. I thought it was a 10.
10 out of 10,
it's
folks.
It's a tight 80 minutes, no intermission, which was great.
Oh, wow. 80 minutes, an hour and 10 minutes in and out. That's perfect.
And no intermission, which I like because it just kept you in the zone and you didn't have to deal with the, you know, mishigas.
And people can sit still for an hour.
Well, you can sit still for about 30 seconds, but you guys, I've gone to places with him. He can't sit still.
I just like to move around. I like to work the room. I don't like to sit still. I just don't. That's my thing. I'm sorry. I married a girl from the North Woods. My wife, Sarah, is from Wausau, Wisconsin. So if you pull out a map, just look at the top of Wisconsin. There it is. And an hour north of Wausau is a resort town called Minocqua.
I thought you were going to say an hour north is Canada.
Well, if you keep driving, you'll hit it, man. I'm telling you, you're up there. And it's, you know, like any resort town, beautiful lakes. You got the fudge. You got the people with the cutoff t-shirts and
you
the crazy t-shirts.
You got fish fries on Friday, I'm hoping.
Oh, the fish fries.
It's Wisconsin.
But I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but the cheese curds. If you've never had a cheese curd, it's like this stuff that come when they make cheese, it like pops up. It's the hardened stuff that pops up.
It's so good.
It's so good. I don't know what it is, but I can't stop eating it. I can eat it plain. I can eat it deep fried. I can eat it with ranch dressing. Oh.
And like in those little towns in Wisconsin, it's like ubiquitous. It's in everything. They're like, would you like your coffee with or without cheese curds this morning?
That is so true. And cheese curds and beer. And Lisa thinks I'm crazy, but I'm that guy who gains weight right away.
I gain
weight immediately, especially on vacation. I can put on 5 pounds in like 2 days.
You don't think it's just water weight? Because studies have shown if you eat more carbs, the next day you weigh more because your body holds on to water while it's processing.
My body holds on to everything. So I had to find a workout place in Minocqua, Wisconsin, and I did. It was called Tone Zone.
I love it. I would have just gone for a run outside. It's so pretty up there.
I can't run anymore. I've had 6 knee operations. I can't do it. I don't want to blow out my knee, man. I've never seen more tattoos, cut off sleeve shirts, people wearing the workout gloves at Tone Zone.
I love it.
And they're looking at me like, you're an outsider, man. We know exactly who you are. You don't belong here. But the Tone Zone, man. And by the way, this is a 6-hour drive. Anything over 5 hours, my rule is you got to fly. But you can't fly into a resort town. You just can't do it. So we're driving 6 hours. And on the way home, I had to work on my laptop. So my wife drove. And I swear to you, my wife, Sarah, is a robot. She could drive from California to New York, not have the radio on, and not stop to go to the bathroom.
Okay,
It's crazy.
No. And me, when I drive, I'm like, I got to have music or a podcast.
Right.
Or an audiobook.
That's what I said.
An audiobook for a long drive is key.
I'm like, hey, why don't you, put on some music? She's like, nope, I like to think. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
That's brutal, dude.
Plus,
I want to stop at random gas stations and see what kind of snacks there are.
Thank you.
Do I buy the snacks? Usually not, but I want to see. I want to know.
I want to stop.
Do they have a different kind of beef jerky?
I want to stop every 2 hours. She makes one stop at the 3-hour mark. It's this marathon gas station that was built.
Oh, no, the same one every time?
I'm telling you, it was built in 1972. If I'm driving, we're stopping at a high-end Speedway or a Petro. We got to stop at this marathon. They haven't updated it since 1972. And I'm not kidding. You go into the bathroom, it smells like the chimp house at your zoo. It's terrible. Every single time, they don't have Diet Mountain Dew. They have the wrong nuts.
So she's the type of person who wants to vacation at the same place over and over because she knows what to expect. She has a routine.
Her family is there. Her family has a lake house in Minocqua.
Right, but if she didn't have a lake house, would she want to go to like the same resort in Mexico or does she want to try a new resort every time?
She is a creature of habit. That's a great question.
There's two type of travelers.
Yeah.
Neither is right and neither is wrong. I have just noticed that there's this trend. And if you are a person who wants consistency and to know exactly what you're getting on vacation, you will be really stressed out if you go travel with your friends who want to try something new.
I think the reason that we stop at this Marathon gas station is because it's at the 3-hour mark and that's it. Jeez, man. Wow. I just driving in a car. Oh, it's tough. Coming up on today's show, Lieutenant Dan was Forrest Gump's commanding officer, right?
Yes, he sure
in
was.
In the movie Forrest Gump, played by Gary Sinise. Gary has the Lieutenant Dan Band, which he's been touring for probably 20 years. They play all over the world, raising spirits and money for wounded veterans. And they're on tour this summer, and Gary Sinise is going to join us on today's show.
He's always a pleasure to talk to.
He's a good dude who you think is going to rip off your head, and he's just the sweetest man. He's just a good guy. And Morgan Chesky from NBC has been covering the devastating floods in Texas for the last week. And Morgan is from that town, Kerrville, Texas.
That's a hard thing to pull off.
Yeah. I don't know how he's doing. I sent him a text this week. I go, man, I don't know how you're keeping it together on national TV. He had his mother on. His mother just got out with the floods. I mean, devastating news coming out of Texas. So
it's scary. It's scary how quickly Mother Nature can.
My gosh, and those girls
even in this modern day and age, it's scary that it was so fast.
Right, right. And Larry Charles wrote for Seinfeld. He wrote for some of the best sitcoms on the planet. We all love him. Larry Charles has a new book out, and he's going to join us. Guess what? He's going to join us next.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.